Nikki Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
So this week I sat down and watched Meet the Fockers. Now I have to be really careful how I say that. I did say Fockers, F-O-C-K-E-R-S. So I don't think I'm being rude. There is a recurring joke throughout the film though that it sounds like a rude word. Anyway, it stars Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand as some of the main characters. It's directed by Jay Roach, who has also directed one of the Austin Powers films as well. And this film is a certificate of 12, which, to be honest, I think is a bit low. I think it should be a bit higher than that, but there you go. So as the plot, there is a wedding approaching for an engaged couple, Greg and Pam. It's time for the bride's parents to meet the groom, and Greg, the groom, is not looking forward to it. With Pam's dad being an ex-CIA, he's very straight-laced, and Greg's parents, well, one is a sex therapist, so that says it all. Just shows they're very opposite in families. Now, the reason I decided to view this film was because my aunt gave me a couple of films to watch last week, so thank you very much, Teresa, for that. And to be honest, it's a film that I've heard of and never seen, so I thought, why not watch it and review it for you? It is a sequel from Meet the Parents, which came out in 2000, which is another one I haven't actually seen. This film came out 4 years later and based on Greg meeting Pam's parents before proposing, so that's what happened in Meet the Parents. And there's also another sequel set called Little Fockers, which came out in 2010, which is Pam becomes pregnant in Meet the Fockers. So it's obviously about the child. And watching the trailer to Meet the Parents, I can see some similarities between this one and Meet the Fockers, including some camera angles and repeated scenes of Jack being the ex-CIA spying on Greg. To be honest, I didn't find it overly funny. It was an enjoyable film, don't get me wrong. I was engrossed in it and it had good escapism to get away if you want to watch a film. But it didn't really make me feel any certain way, not overly happy or sad about anything. And normally I do, I'm quite an emotional person. But if you've heard my film features before, you'll know that I actually find stupid humour funny. And there was kind of a bit of stupid humour in this film, but just personally I didn't find it overly as funny as maybe I should have. However, it is quite a relatable film, as everyone has been through these embarrassing times of having to meet your partner's family. Typical situations included in the film, such as being embarrassed by your parents or them getting out the baby photos. That's happened to all of us. In the film, another standard situation that happens in real life, or often happens in real life, can't say all the time, but the two mums got on well, whereas the two dads had clash of personalities and priorities. And even if you've never had to go through meeting the other half's family, this film shows family relations quite well as well, with the parents always trying to do their best for the children, but it never being how the children want it to be. I know I can relate to that. The message, I suppose, is very family-orientated film, and at the end they all realise how important family is and realise their wrong, selfish ways. If you want to go into a deeper analysis, you could look at possible class difference as well. The way the two families live completely different lives and have a bit more money. One family has a bit more money than the other and they spend it on different things, and they've got different priorities as well. There was some swearing and lots of sexual talk, but there was no explicit sexual scenes, which was good. The music was done by Randy Newman, who also sings for Toy Story. You've got a friend in me, he's the singer to that. So from the very beginning, I was minded of Toy Story, even though there's absolutely no relation. And if you listened last week, Romeo and Juliet as well, they reminded me of Toy Story because they have to stand still when a human walks past. So it seems like I've got just Toy Story in the brain. And today it's been announced that Toy Story 4 is coming out as well. So that's definitely going to be a film feature. Well, it comes out next year, but we'll see. In Meet the Fockers, the acting was done really well. I enjoyed the over-the-top characters and they all got into their individual roles really well. Out of 10, I would give it a 7. If it had made me laugh a little bit more, it might have got a bit of a higher score. But I do like the actors in it. Some of my best actors are in there. Ben Stiller, I do like watching him. And I enjoyed the characters they played. So 7 is still a pretty high score.